Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, getting ready for the long holiday weekend, but we still have to check in with Life and Style Weekly in New York, always giving us the recap that was all the latest hookups and breakups and other news. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me now on the RRS, and we'll start off with Jessica Simpson. Of course, she's had her baby now, little Maxwell, and so next up for Ms. Simpson, soon to be Mrs. Simpson again, because she's going to get married, right?
That's absolutely correct. Well, as you know, she wanted to get married back in November of 2011, but the baby kind of threw a little damper in those plans.
Gotcha.
So she now wants to get married on December 12th, 2012, which if you do it out numerically is 12-12-12.
Oh.
So she still wants to do the wedding in Hawaii on that date, and she's planning to try to lose all the baby weight before then as well.
That's going to be a popular wedding date, huh?
I believe so. I mean, obviously 11-11-11 was her first choice, and everyone got married on that day, so I believe 12-12-12 will probably be the same thing.
Best of luck to Ms. Simpson. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Katy Perry has a 3D movie. It's called Part of Me 3D, coming out this 4th of July weekend. And some of your sources have already seen it, Jordy?
Yeah, some sources told Life and Style that they got a sneak peek of the new movie. And everyone's really curious to see how it's all going to play out between her and Russell.
Right.
And basically, they say the movie makes Katy look like this perfect goddess rock star who just kind of had this bit of a jerk husband that wouldn't help her out. And they show her crying and having arguments on the phone with him. And it just really puts Katy in a positive light, so I'm not sure how Russell's really going to react to this film.
I wonder if he'll still go on Ellen and all these shows and say what a beautiful person Katy is and how he still loves the person Katy Perry and all of this after she basically throws him under the bus this 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, well, everything's going to be caught on tape, so I don't know if he's going to have much of an argument.
Yeah, well, exactly. But there is two sides to every story. We'll see if he even issues a rebuttal at that point. We're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe, who did not join me last week because she was off in France at the big Cannes Film Festival, weren't you, Jordy?
Yes, it was absolutely gorgeous. I got to see stars like Eva Longoria and Jessica Chastain and Naomi Watts and Diane Kruger. And even Diane Kruger and Joshua Jackson dished to me all about the romantic date night in Cannes. And it's just an absolutely beautiful festival. And obviously this week they have big names like Brad Pitt is there, Kristen Stewart's there, and of course Kim and Kanye are making their appearance at Cannes as well.
Awesome, good stuff. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, enjoy the holiday weekend.
You too.